God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Mark 9:14. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" Now see, the scribes were having a heyday with the disciples' failure. And they were ribbing them, and they were ripping into them with questions. Well, you know, why didn't you get him set free? Why couldn't you do this? Why didn't this happen? And like we studied, and we went into some last week, their failure did not reveal the will of God. Right?
Yes.
You understand that there are millions of professing Christians that do not believe it is God's will to heal them.
Yeah.
Millions. You understand, we're in the minority in the earth believing this. It's changing. We're gaining ground. But there are millions of good people in all different denominations and Christian groups. They love God, thoroughly saved, but they don't believe it's God's will to heal them physically today. Why do they believe it's not God's will to heal all? What scripture tells them that? Can they do a study like we're doing? Can they get up in their church and say, "We're going to give you 19 cases of why it's not God's will to heal you"? Can they do that? Can we find even one in the ministry of Jesus where he told them, "Sorry, it's not God's will to heal you"? Even one? Can we find even one where the Lord looked at one person? I mean, and there were hundreds of thousands at least that came through his ministry, and all kinds of sick people. Even one that he looked at him and said, "I'm sorry, God is working something out in your life through this. He's teaching you something through this. So it's not time. It's not right." Even one. So then these positions are unscriptural. They have no scripture for what they believe, yet they'd fight you for it.
Yeah.
Fight you about it. Make fun of us because we believe it is God's will to heal everybody. Based on what? Based on things like this. Somebody, even good people, who prayed for somebody somewhere and they didn't get healed.
Yeah.
Now what do we do? Well, brother so-and-so was a real man of God, and he prayed for so-and-so and they died. And people come back and say, "Well, you know, it just must not have been the will of God. And it's just not always the will of God to heal, and we don't know why, and you just never know." There is no scripture. You just never know. People quote it. They do. They'll try to look wise. You get talking about some of the things, and they go, "Well, you just never know." The scripture says, "Don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." We have a responsibility to find out what the will of God is and to stand for it.
Amen.
Believe for it. Expect it. Put our faith on it. These were men under Jesus' personal instruction. He personally authorized them, personally empowered them, personally taught them, personally sent them. And they failed to get a man set free, a man's son set free. But this father and his son's failure to receive did not reveal the will of God. And these disciples' failure to minister effectively and get the boy set free did not reveal the will of God. Jesus came right behind them, got the boy set free, and revealed the will of God. Can you say amen? Well, what if he hadn't have been there? Well, then the boy might not have been healed. But you couldn't have gone off and said, well, you just never know. It's just God put that on that child for a reason and we don't know why. What are you basing that on? What scripture are you basing that on? Look at what happened here. This boy, his parents were troubled with this condition on their child for years. Since a child, he's like this. He's suicidal. He tries to drown himself. He tries to burn himself up. He has fits. He has seizures. He's deaf. He's dumb. Is that God?
No.
Is any of that God?
No.
What is it? Trying to kill him. I remember John 10:10. Thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Is something trying to kill this boy?
Yeah.
Is it God?
No.
You know, it's nigh unto blasphemy to act like it is God. To attribute the devil's work to the Almighty is near blasphemy. You understand? And I know people do it out of ignorance, but it is a terrible, bad thing. No, trying to kill him, trying to destroy him, robbing from him. That's the devil. What Jesus do? Set him free. Set him free. He's delivered. He's healed. The boy's in his right mind. He's not trying to kill himself anymore. He can see. He can hear. He goes home to daddy. Don't you think mama's going to be happy when they get back?
Amen.
That's the will of God.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say it. That's the will of God. If it was the will of God then, it's the will of God now. If it was the will of God for them, it's the will of God for you. He's no respecter of persons. He does not change.
Hallelujah.
Makes me happy. Does it make you happy?
Yes.
Said out loud, God's will,
God's will
is healing.
Healing.
God's will,
God's will
is deliverance
for everybody.
All the time.
All the time.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Keep reading. One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought to you my son which has a dumb spirit. Wherever he takes him, he tears him, foams, gnashes with his teeth, pines away. I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. Unbelief irritates the Lord. You don't just see it in this passage. You see it in numerous passages. Remember when the disciples got so scared in the boat when the storm was on? He spoke to the wind and waves. Then he looked at them and said, why are you so full of fear? Where's your faith? Didn't make him happy that they're whining and crying and cutting up there, scared they're going to die. And here's the thing. I mean, I'm working on this myself. Everybody should be. To the Lord, there's no excuse for unbelief. Because he's never lied to us. Why should we think he's going to? He's never failed us. Why should we entertain an idea that he might? He's good. He's never changed and been bad. Why should we think he might be bad this time? To him, there's no excuse for us squalling and feeling sorry for ourselves and being scared and thinking it might not work out this time. To him, that's unacceptable and no excuse for it.
Amen.
I want you to understand this now. Don't take my word for it. Search the scriptures. See what aggravated him. There are times it says he looked around on them and he was angered and he was grieved for their hardness of hearts and their unbelief. Made him mad. It aggravated him. In his own hometown, they wouldn't believe him, and he could not. Said he could there do no mighty works. Unbelief chokes people off from blessings. I'm glad we're a believing church.
Amen.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
We're a believing bunch.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
We believe in the miraculous. We believe in healings. I believe healings are going on right now. Right now. All you got to do is say, I believe that. I believe that. I believe it's God's will for me to be healed. And I just believe I take it right now. I just believe I receive it. I accept it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I told the story some years ago. We had the little small healing class there at Rhema where I taught for some years. There wasn't 20 or 30 people in that room that day. We had it every day. And mornings were just, they were smaller, and afternoons were larger. And it was real informal. I walked around like I do here, you know, and even further in the aisle sometimes. People knew they could ask a question if they wanted to. And there was this lady, she was older, and I was standing almost beside her, and I said something about believing you receive. She raised her hand kind of slow, and I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Now, young man, are you saying, I just believe I take my healing, and that's it, I believe I've got it?" I said, "Yeah. It's no more difficult than that. Mark 11:24. What things serve you desire. When you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them." And that word means take. Believe you take them. Look it up. It literally means take. She said, "Okay, thank you." I just went on. I mean, there was no fast organ music. I wasn't preaching and waving my, just like that. Just like that. After the service, I mean, it was some 30 minutes, you know, how I can preach long. I mean, it was after that. Sometime after that, we got through, and she came up and she said, "Look." I said, "Great." I mean, I didn't know what was. She said, "No, you don't understand. I'd had two strokes and couldn't even use this side." Said, "I couldn't use this hand. I couldn't raise." She said, "Look." I mean, just that quick. I never touched her. I never prayed for her. She just said, "Young man," she raised the other hand. I didn't know what was going on at that time. She said, "Are you saying?" I said, "Well, the Bible said, believe you receive and you'll have, just believe I take my healing, just believe I take it." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Thank you." And she did. She just sat right there and just believed she took it. Hallelujah. Healed of stroke damage. Well, that's brain damage. Can God fix a brain? Yeah. Hallelujah. How many are believing with me? Are you expecting?
Yes.
Can God do something in this crowd right now?
Yes.
I believe He is doing some things right now. Just simple, simple. Just say, "I believe it. I believe I receive. I believe I take that for myself right now in Jesus' name." So they brought him, verse 20, to him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him and fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came to him?" He said, "Of a child." Now get this, Jesus wasn't easily shaken, was he? Here's this boy in a seizure, rolling around on the ground, foaming at the mouth. Jesus didn't jump in the middle of him and start screaming. He looked at his daddy and said, "How long has he been like that?" He's holding a conversation. This boy rolling around in a seizure. We don't want to just react to what the devil does. We want to be in charge. Amen. And we must hear from God about what to do in each situation and not just scream and jump up and down in the flesh, because the flesh profits nothing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The Man with the Lunatic Son, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R912. That's R912. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.